Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors and the return of the prodigal son, Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck are we doing today?
I'm better now, Kevin.
Because you cleaned up and spritzed.
Tidied up the room a little bit, yeah. There was some air mist spray that we just happened to have because I believe it's because there was a complaint that it smelled like a dirty sock in here.
That was you. You complained.
Some other people said that, too. Oh. Now it smells good. It's got fresh, crisp smell in here. So it's a good working environment.
Good.
I wonder if we can get those TVs to be still for a little bit, though.
Oh, my gosh. You are, like, so amped up for our guest today.
Dude, I'm excited for today. Okay. You know, this is the day that the Lord has given us.
That's right.
You know, and now that my wife has come back, thanks to the good Lord. Things have been better and more exciting.
Okay.
For my vitality.
Oh my goodness gracious. All right. Well, there's that. Alec, you're back. Corey's wife is back. Feels like everything is falling into place. Yes.
Yeah, that feels great. I'm happy for Corey because he feels complete once again. I can see like a radiance about him.
She
I like
completes
this.
Me. That's true. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard anybody say that before, Kevin.
Yes,
but it's a real thing.
I did a long time ago. All right, let's start with, do you want to start with the Cowboys or do you want to start with power rankings?
Let's start with Cowboys because, as we know, completion is important.
877-881-1053. Who do you think is the Cowboys' X factor for the rest of the season, because you desperately needed the Eagles to lose last night, and you got that.
Yes.
But none of that's going to mean anything if you don't win your final four games. And let's be honest, like that is still a big hill to climb. But for now, your season continues with relevancy. Is there somebody for you? Because if you guys want to think about it a little bit more.
I got it.
All right.
I'm ready to rock. Or are you ready to rock?
No. Let's do it.
Okay. So it's very easy to say Pickens, right? Doesn't it feel easy to say
that? See, and I think that is an inaccurate answer because I think he's too big.
That's why I say it's easy to do that. I agree with you on that. I think it's whoever your left tackle is going to be.
I can see that.
If it's going to be Nate Thomas or if it's going to be Tyler Guyton, their performance is so important to what Dak Prescott does and what Jerry was talking about this morning, running the football. This team has to run. Look, they got a touchdown last week and 67 yards or something from Javonte? They need more out of that. And that's got to be the guys up front winning their battles. And I love what our guards are doing. That's great. I appreciate
it.
But add in what your tackles can do, and now you can do more with your run game. You're protecting Dak, and you're doing that better. That's whatever. The only other person that I could add into this would be Diggs, and we can have a conversation about that, but it's whoever your left tackle is going to be the remainder of this season.
Okay. Somebody said, by the way, the Washington Commanders are the X factor. I get that because
I get it.
You're probably going to need them to beat the Eagles once. Now, go ahead and give me cut number three. You mention it to me. This is the guy.
Second and 15. Clock at a minute 17 in the game. Snap to Jones. They stunt. He throws it over the middle. That's intercepted at the 35 by Diggs.
Is Trayvon Diggs to me. He hasn't played since mid-October. We heard from Shoddy yesterday, and obviously he's moving in a positive direction. And I think I have a couple of different options that I thought about, like, after him. And the second person on my list was Tyler Guyton. But to me, it's Trayvon Diggs because while you've shown better flashes of stopping the run, I still feel like we pretty consistently get irritated about the general pass coverage that this team presents regardless of who they're playing. And so it might be a fool's errand, but I like to think that Trayvon Diggs has still got something he can dial up.
Okay, so that's very interesting because both of ours are inconsistent players.
Yes.
If we know for a fact, if Trayvon Diggs is at his best, your secondary is completely different.
For sure.
This game, every game you go into, you're like, all right, you can pretty much eliminate half the field because teams are afraid to throw there because they don't want it to be picked off and taken back.
Right.
Then you have another ball hawk on the other side. That scares people too. Now, whether or not they get beat is different, but when Diggs is that good, you're a completely different defense. Same with your offense. If your left tackle is good, your offense is completely different.
Yeah.
So that does, that's that kind of really, this is more of what an X factor is, something that you need to be at its best in order for y'all to, it's not always that, but when it's at its best, you are at your best.
See, and if other people have a different definition, I could totally see that. But I think an inconsistent player and or a younger player just feed perfectly into the idea of an X factor because there is that like element of unknown. We've got a lot of texts already coming in. Alec, do you have an X factor for the Cowboys in the next four games?
I'm going to go with something because I like Corey's answer a lot, but I think something that Jerry might have tipped his hand about that I've agreed with is anybody that has the linebacker tag next to them, but specifically Logan Wilson.
Oh, okay.
I think that his playing time needs to increase. I think it needs to increase dramatically. I think Kenneth Murray does not need to be on the football field for the rest of the season unless it's an emergency. He does not need to see the field, but Logan Wilson needs a fair chance to show what he really can do. I don't know what he really can do in this system because they haven't given him the reps. I just know that what we're putting out there right now is not good enough, especially when you consider the idea that, hey, DeMarvian Overshown just had his worst game since returning.
Yeah.
You talk about some of the other defenders around him maybe not having their best game against Detroit, which is fine, but you're getting a little bit healthier. Now you're starting to see what you really have. What you really have in the linebacker room is not that good. Give Logan Wilson those reps and see if he can rise to the occasion because I need better coverage over the middle of the defense.
See, I am very fascinated by that answer because I like kind of stacked my list. And my number one, and I think it's my number one by a good margin, is Trayvon Diggs. But then I said Tyler Guyton. My third spot was DeMarvian Overshown because I think he has the highest ceiling of that bunch, but he's probably also coming off his worst game, certainly his worst game since he came back. But I thought it was a really disappointing game from him, and I've seen a couple people text that in. Also, I want to get y'all's thoughts about that, but then also Ferguson and Ezeraku. Ferguson, because of one specific thing, and we talked with Stephen Jones about it, and he was very straight to the point about you can't be giving the ball up that many times. Seven fumbles in the last two seasons after none his first two seasons. And if you look at that one from this past weekend, it was I appreciate how bad he wants it, but you were never going to get what you wanted out of that play, and you ended up losing the ball, and they ended up scoring a touchdown.
Yeah. Ferguson is, he can be an X factor when all things are right with this offense, because then you throw in that and you're like, crap, that too? And that's when it's X factor, right? Because Pickens, CD, and Javonte are the ones you're sure. We're focused on them. And then all of a sudden, Ferguson's tearing you up, and you're like, he's got 8 catches already for 80 yards and a touchdown.
Right.
How did this happen? And then that opens up things for Pickens and CD Lamb. So the goal is for the balance of one of those is opening up for the other. The run game opens up for the pass game. The pass game opens up for underneath stuff. And the run game, those things are supposed to balance each other out. So that's a perfect example of an X factor. But there's other pieces, I think, that are far more important. I think Turpin and the special teams can definitely be in that conversation. And that goes back to, wasn't Dante Hall the X factor? That was his nickname. Sure. Because if you get that, if you get a return, any return, field goal. Nobody wants those. If you get a kickoff return, if you get a punt return, if you don't get penalties on the punt return,
you just assume every time we have a lengthy return or any return.
If you get a big return or touchdown,
yeah,
that changes the game. It flips everything around. We say all three phases for a reason.
Yeah, and then Ezeraku is another player kind of sort of like overshown in terms of you hope you see the potential and you could use the not potential but actual production right now. Now, I've seen a couple of people say this, and once again, I go back to yesterday. Shoddy said this will be an important 48 hours for Jadeveon Clowney, but I've seen multiple people mention Jadeveon Clowney, and you go back to the Kansas City game, last game we got to see him in, you felt like, oh, here we go, and we're really moving in the right direction, and that was probably his best game with the Cowboys. So I understand that. That's a very logical answer
with
to
Clowney and the comfort of him being able to set the edge in addition to pass rush. You feel good there.
Yeah.
Brad was right whenever, I think it was Bland, came up and made a play in the secondary. He made a play at the run game, and he goes, you don't have to be a defensive end to set the edge. Sometimes the play calls for other people on the edge to set the edge too,
right?
And that's a reality. If I send Clowney, then who else is going to be there to set that edge? Somebody's got to make that play, linebacker, cornerback, what, safety, whatever it is, but they got to do it. And I think that's really important. But that's Clowney, what we feel so comfortable with him doing now because we've seen it consistently. And then you saw they struggled with it whenever Jahmyr Gibbs was like, I'm going to do whatever I want today, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then I've seen one or two people say Eberflus as well. I get that. I wanted to focus in on the players because, I mean, let's be honest, it is easier to blame the coaches at times.
Will McClay.
But I look back at that last game and I'm like, all right, players, like, that's on you. You know, Sometimes it's okay to just be like, I don't think we played well enough.
I do agree, and I appreciate you focusing on the players here, but when it comes to Eberflus, I tell you this all the time, Kevin. There's nothing I love more, and I know Dak said it before the game against Detroit and it backfired. There's nothing I love more than a coach that walks into his planning room, his film room, and he goes, guys, we got these. We got this one lined up.
Yeah.
Y'all get ready. You're going to have so much fun this week.
That should be the case.
Getting ready for this game, and then whenever you get on the field,
right,
your stats are going to look so good because I have something dialed up for you that's going to turn this game upside down.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and now we're going to power rank some of the power rankings. You know, I love to start it like this, and man, the competition is on this week. Who is the worst team in all of football?
I'm going with the Raiders.
Okay.
Because the Titans won.
I know. Do you not think that the team that lost to the worst team should be the worst team?
We discussed this yesterday. No. Because they have 3 wins, and the Raiders have 2, and the Raiders keep losing. So I'm going to stick with Raiders.
Alec, do you think the Raiders are the worst team in football?
Yeah, and it's really not even close at this point.
Oh,
they're bad.
Okay.
They're so bad.
Well, congratulations, y'all. The Raiders have fallen to 32nd in the power rankings ahead of, do you want ESPN or The Athletic?
Kyle Schwarber's going back to the Phillies, Kevin.
Where did you think he was going to go?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Here. You kept saying no.
Then you have not listened to our breakdown.
You kept saying that wasn't going to happen.
Okay, hey, spoiler alert. Pete Alonso not coming to the Rangers. I'm going to go ahead and break that news for you right now. I have no idea when he's actually going to sign. It ain't going to be here.
Y'all love baseball Krampus or what? Kevin's over here stealing your dreams right now.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Tennessee has now rocketed up to 31.
Really?
In these power rankings. The Athletic thinks...
After one win.
Yeah.
Over Cleveland.
You said they shouldn't be last anymore.
I agree.
And then Cleveland is 31 via the Athletic, followed by Tennessee and the Jets.
Bad bunch of football teams.
And the Giants are still lingering around there at the bottom as well. Where would you put the Dallas Cowboys?
I think I have to put them after Detroit. Somewhere in the middle, Kevin. I'm thinking 15, 14 or 15.
Okay. Alec?
This is tough. I'll go 15. I think they're right around the middle, as usual.
Look at how positive you guys are. The Athletic says they're 18.
Oh.
behind the freaking Pittsburgh Steelers. However,
they ahead of the Chiefs.
ESPN is more bullish on them. They have the Cowboys at 15, one spot ahead of the Chiefs. And yes, I do believe they would have to be ahead of the Chiefs. They have the Athletic has the Chiefs at number 20.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Who is the best football team in all of the footballs?
This is a tough one. Because we've discussed this at length. There's no true, like, elite team.
Sure.
I'll roll the Patriots out there.
Okay.
Or the Broncos. Dude.
You can only pick one.
Two 10-game win streaks.
What? Yeah.
I think the Patriots have shown more dominance, so I'll go with that.
Alec?
It's still got to be the Rams for me after the beatdown that they put on Arizona, which was expected, but still 45 points is a lot of points.
That's
true. So give me the Rams.
Both Athletic and ESPN have their top three the same. The Rams 1, the Patriots 2, and the Seattle Seahawks are number 3. I feel like they're the best team in football history that nobody cares about. I feel like there has been almost zero.
Because of Sam Darnold.
Yes!
And most people don't know the coach.
And I just, because of that, I feel like there's been like zero dialogue.
Name a face of that team.
Seattle.
Sam Darnold's the face of that team.
Sure.
It's not the owner. It's not the coach. It's not the running back. Jackson Smith and Jigba is coming along.
Yeah.
But nobody, it's
and
not
he
like.
He will be the face.
It's not like yeah. he's getting splattered everywhere on ESPN or anything like that. It's all Sam Darnold in this instance. And that defense is one of the key carriers of what they're doing. So that's interesting. I agree.
Now, I'm sorry to crush your baseball dreams, Kyle Schwarber. What money did he get?
$1 billion. Well, that's what he deserves.
I want to hear how much he got so we can determine how far away the Rangers could have been.
Oh.
According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, 5 years, $150 million.
Ooh. 5 years, $150 million? All right, so let's see. The Rangers probably would have offered
year?
5 years, $15
million. Yeah.
So
per year?
No, total. So we probably only missed out by $27 million per year. Oh, no, that's not. Okay, that's you're right. That's not fair. We could have offered 5 for 75, maybe, possibly.
Oh, man!
But yeah, 5 for 150, Schwarber back.
Also, Skillet Queso's back today, so.
Oh, is that the day?
What? Yeah, thanks, Chili's. We love you.
I love it. Good job, peer pressure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that is like the message we want people to take away from today's
Should
show.
Be.
But we'll see. Coming up next, did the Eagles fail last night? Or was it Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown or the positive vibes rabbit? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
It's empty for Hurts. Watch quarterback draw. And here comes a blitz from Deion. Can't get there. Intercepted. Big man. Oh, and the ball is out. And the ball is out again. And the Chargers fall on it. My goodness, that's an interception, a fumble recovery by the offense, and a fumble recovery by the defense. Let's get it all sorted out. When it's all uncovered, it's Troy Dye that's got the ball.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk about a huge Monday Night Football result for the Dallas Cowboys, and then I guess a huge result for the Eagles, obviously, as well, as they have now lost three straight games. They will next play the Raiders, and it feels like if they were to lose that game, then you could assume that the wheels were truly, completely fallen off. But the Eagles are going to be giant favorites, about 11.5 points going into that game. But let's talk about last night's game. That play in particular, there ended up being so much more in that game. But there's 8:19 to go in the second quarter. Jalen Hurts has a pass that is intercepted, and then during the return, was it Deshaun Hand, I believe? During the
yes.
return, look, he was excited, and I appreciate that.
I thought he had it tucked. I really did. I thought he had it tucked under there, but one of the receivers came through and punched that sucker out.
Do you think he heard, like, there goes my hero?
And
he was like,
hero.
I can do this. And then
he was so far away from the end zone, though.
I know.
But I can understand, as a big man, you're sitting there looking at the end zone going, I'm going to get there. There's nobody in front of me.
Well, and then pretty quickly, he got stripped of the ball, and then it was recovered by Hurts. So we're all the way back to where we started, and so you were going to have the wacky play where you threw an interception, but then you ended up getting the ball back. But then he might have heard the Foo Fighters fired back up, and he's like, I can do this.
There I go.
And then almost immediately...
It's the same song for
yes,
both sides.
Exactly. It might have even picked up, or I don't know if it started over again. He almost immediately gets the ball stripped away from him, and then the Chargers end up recovering, and it ended up not being as close as I thought.
Did
but
they
I
end up fumbling on the next possession? I think they either fumbled on the next possession or... kicked like a field goal. It was something. It was.
Hold on. Are you putting those two things together?
Give me just a second.
I thought that the Chargers player might have been out of bounds initially when he recovered it, but upon replay, it was not particularly close. So three turnovers on the same play, and Jalen Hurts gets an interception and a fumble on the exact same play.
The Chargers, I felt like they probably could have taken better advantage of it on that interception specifically.
Story of the Chargers night.
It was a 3-point field goal. So that's, you know, but then another interception on the next possession.
Yeah.
And they get the fumble on that. So that, but didn't you think at that point you were like, all right, well, Philadelphia is going to add another field goal here at the end of the half or, you know, whatever, and you thought that was going to happen. It didn't. So things kind of went pretty well for the Chargers from that respect.
Now, Underdog says that Jalen Hurts had a minus 0.2 in fantasy, but I know Sean said it was a minus 4. It was a disastrous fantasy performance. Unless you were going up against him, then you probably thought it was the greatest.
Interception is... minus 2 points.
Okay, so that's minus 8.
And then fumbles are minus 2 points.
All right, so that's minus 10.
And then so if he didn't get the yardage and touchdown numbers to go along with it, then yeah, it turns into a minus whatever.
So, yeah. So he had minus yardage.
Bad night, dude.
It was a bad night. It definitely was. I want to make that clear. If you turn the ball over 5 times, it's going to be a bad night. There were a couple of times, though. A.J. Brown in particular sure as hell didn't help him out. Man, he
13 targets, 6 catches.
Okay, and so look at 2 of those non-catches. One of them was him short-arming a ball that ended up as an interception. The other one was him just not catching, because initially, and this is the one thing I do really like about replay for the TV, initially it looked like it might have been a good defensive play that broke up A.J. Brown's potential touchdown. And the defensive coverage was pretty close, but that was a drop. It was a beautiful pass, one of the better passes you'll ever see Jalen Hurts throw,
yeah,
right to A.J. Brown in not quite the corner of the end zone, but moving over towards the sideline. Was perfect, should have been a touchdown. Those two non-catches, disastrous,
yeah,
for them.
Absolutely. And they covered Devontae Smith pretty well. They made sure they tried to take him out of this game. The interesting thing for me, and you feel like 122 yards from Barkley, 6.1 yards per carry.
And he finally broke one.
Yeah, is good. Yeah, the 52-yarder was nice. You feel like if you get that,
yeah,
then Barkley had a complete game. He had 2 targets, no catches. And so they still don't have that part of it, that element of the game, the passing out of the backfield that really just rips you apart,
yes,
whenever you don't expect it. So this offense is still clunky in so many different areas, and that's a bad thing right now. I saw somebody tweet this morning, I think his name was Keanu, and he tweeted out that Jalen Hurts is Justin Fields with a bunch of Ferraris around him. And I don't necessarily, those Ferraris, if they are Ferraris, maybe it's the Lamborghini purpose.
Yeah.
Those Lamborghinis have to have everything perfect in order to perform at that level. But I don't agree. I think Jalen Hurts, I think they are a very talented team.
Yeah.
But they are not playing up to their potential at all.
See, I don't agree with that because Jalen Hurts, last night notwithstanding, actually I guess the last 2 weeks notwithstanding, had done such an amazing job at taking care of the ball,
yeah,
which is something that Justin Fields has struggled with. So I don't agree with that at all, and I think the clutch play that he's shown at times throughout the playoffs dismisses all of that. I get it. Last week, not very good. Last night, really, really bad. I understand that for sure, but I think that goes a little bit too far. And you were talking about, like, the points you get off of turnovers. Last night's game ended up going in a totally different direction than I thought, because the Chargers, they get the ball, Hampton is back off the injured reserve, and they throw it to him, touchdown, straight away. And so 7-0 Chargers, and they're like, oh, get ready. Like, it felt like, even with Herbert all busted up, and I know he had to get his arm, like, rebandaged 4 or 5 times because he had a cut on there and everything. And so I thought this was going to end up potentially being a shootout, but then you saw turnover after turnover after turnover. You saw field goal after field goal after field goal. Man, if you love field goals, this was the game for you. They had 10 field goal attempts in this game. 10. Now, 9 of them were good because Dicker the kicker got it done, but Jake Elliott once again proved to be an issue. He's missed 3 field goals and an extra point in the last 3 games.
Dang.
Now, he had that 48-yarder at the end of the second quarter on Monday, and I do kind of think we've become desensitized to 48 yards is still a long way, but it feels like 48 is like the new 38. Right? And so you're like, you got to make that. And so he ends up missing it. And so part of the problem that the Eagles have in all of this is also their kicking issues. But if you love field goals, man, last night was the day for you.
Yeah. I am, Kevin, you brought up turnover differential.
Right.
I still.
It has shockingly changed for them.
Yes, it has. Especially after last night. That changed a lot.
Yeah.
But still, the Cowboys at -8. What their fourth worst or fourth best, if you want to look at it that way.
Right.
It's all about positivity.
It's fourth worst.
Okay. -8, it's so difficult to believe that you're going to be able to get this 4-game stretch here at the end of the year that you really need. But if Philadelphia has completely broken, then that differential could definitely fall to the negatives for them before the season's up. They're only at +3.
Which is a stunning turn for a team that before the last 2 weeks had barely turned the ball over at all.
Yeah.
And look.
And like you said, points off turnovers, so important.
This is a situation where for the Eagles.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Lose to the Raiders, don't worry about it. You win your games, you're in. I don't think that's going to happen, but if it does, then we'll have a whole other conversation about how at least the Eagles have stayed like kind of relatively close to at least decent to good teams. If you end up losing to the Raiders, who we just talked about is probably the worst team in the NFL or certainly one of the worst three teams in the NFL, then Philly is in fact in free fall. And are you most disappointed of all that the positive vibes rabbit didn't turn out to be a big deal for them?
It turned out to be exactly what I said it was. I said they were done. When you've gone to desperation, positive vibes rabbit, you have no creativity.
Right.
You got an Easter rabbit around Christmas time. What kind of ridiculousness is that?
Happy Easter.
Mylotta, he's like, oh, I hate Christmas too, you know, because he hates Thanksgiving food. Now he's like, I hate Christmas too. I love Easter. Give me that rabbit and some jelly beans. Whatever that is, they're done.
And I guess I should just say their offense, because their defense did everything they could. Check this out. Because when you're watching the game, it's like, man, Justin Herbert feels like he has no chance tonight. And so I saw the numbers. He got pressured 68.3% of the snaps. That is the third highest pressure rate in the next gen stats era. Gross. Not of the season ever. All the other ones in the top four, they all predictably lost. But they were able to win. He got harassed on 68.3% of the snaps. And there were multiple times that you could tell he was looking around and he was like, give me half an effing second and I'll try to do something.
Kevin, I don't know exactly how to phrase this, but at the moment, the NFC East is on a 19-game losing streak.
What?
Yeah, so the Giants have lost 7 in a row.
Oh, okay. So you're just combining
the
them all.
Commanders have lost 8 in a row. The Cowboys 1 in a row, and then the Eagles 3 in a row. So that is a combined 19-game losing streak. NFC East is bad right now, dude.
Sure,
it's in a bad place at this point.
I mean, and thank goodness
it's what
right?
we expected the NFC South to look like,
because that's the whole reason you have a shot, right? It's because the Eagles are falling apart.
I hate that so much.
But it is.
I hate it so much.
But no, you're right about that.
Even the Cowboys' point differential is -5. I hate that too.
Okay, well,
that's
look,
not deserving in my mind.
I agree. But
Philly's at +18, so that's not good either.
Do you think, but if you came back around and you ended up winning your last four and you won 7 of 8 going into the playoffs, then...
And you were at a 0 point differential?
Oh, man, hopefully... If you win your last four games by a total of 5 points, that's going to be horrifying. But, like, at least you then might have felt more deserved. All right. So, in the first segment, and this is going to be perfect because we're about to lead into baseball nuggets. In the first segment, we talked about Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million to go back with the Phillies. But, Alec, I know there's more news, and it might crush people's soul about what the next move is.
Yeah, the Dodgers said, hey, we went back-to-back in this World Series thing. How about we try to make it thrice in a lifetime? And they sign Edwin Diaz, the Mets' former closer, to a 3-year deal. According to The Athletic, we do not have numbers outside of 3 years in contract length.
You know what? I'll go ahead and tell you. It's a 3-year, $84 million deal, and he'll get paid $2 the next 3 years, and all the rest of it will be deferred to 2048, and it'll be fine. Good job, Dodgers. Everyone's really rooting for you.
We can't have anything good because the Dodgers go out there and buy it all up.
Edwin Diaz is probably going to be like their long guy because they just gobble up all this talent, and they're like, hey, kid, You can pitch in the sixth if it's 8-1.
Him and Kirby Yates are out there like playing paper, scissor, rock, trying to figure it out.
To see who might get a hold in the seventh. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of talent that they continue to stockpile, I guess. Good for them.
They need a cap.
Oh, man, listen to you. Mike is about to call you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. He is going to be displeased with what you just said. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Well, we'll find out who else the Dodgers signed in the break. Or probably talk about other things next on The Fan.
Yeah.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a move-ins and a shake-ins happening in the world of baseball, which usually is the case during the winter meetings. So let's dive into some baseball nuggets. All right. In case you've missed the already news of the day, Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies on a 5-year, $150 million deal. However, what a huge day for him because he has also officially been announced to the United States World Baseball Classic team. We'd already seen Aaron Judge, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Bobby Witt Jr., Cal Raleigh, Paul Skeens, and now you have added a new wave of players, which includes him, Turing, Gunnar Henderson, Will Smith, all on Team USA as well. So, man, what a day for Kyle Schwarber. What a 24 hours for Kyle Schwarber.
Team USA is going to play baseball, man.
That was less inspiring than I
Probably compete
hoped.
For the final game.
Okay.
Unless Shohei's on that team.
Okay.
And they're gonna
lose.
Well, for the 2-4, do the Dodgers want a lockout or something to continue to sign every top player? This is just so much BS.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor and explain how that lends itself to that idea?
Okay.
Because there's...
Yes.
We have some floating feelings
for sure
that it's going to happen.
All right. So everything is coming to a head after 2026. Make no mistake about it. You've seen that in the way some contracts are structured, both managerial and player-wise. And so the thought is that the owners want a hard cap. So essentially they want a real salary cap, not like... Oh, if you look at the first apron,
because
they don't
show their books either. So
exactly.
You really, if they had a hard cap, they can put it wherever they want, and you have no clue how much they're making.
Exactly. And you know what? If I'm part of the Players Association, that is a very simple quid pro quo. If you even want us to have a conversation about a hard cap, we need to see your books.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then we can have
a
conversation.
That's where we start. Yeah.
Sure. And I understand businesses can have multiple sets of books. That's a whole different thing that I don't know how to solve right now. But if you take a look and you're like 22 of the teams lost money, then I'm like, okay, well, at least that makes sense. But look, you know how I feel about that. I also think that completely discounts the investment in your team and how much that's gone up. Because look, every single year, feels like Forbes or Fortune or whatever puts out a new article, and every single baseball team, give or take, went up in value like $100 million. So I personally think that whatever you lose in operating revenue totally discounts the amount of investment your like team actually went up. But like that's neither here nor there. And so the thought is that players are going to draw the line, and they're like, under no circumstances are we going to accept a real salary cap. And that the ownership group is going to draw their line in the sand and been like, it's gone too far. We have to have a real salary cap for the future of this game. So there is thought that like the irresistible force and the immovable object are coming to a head next year. And that's why this could be the last season of baseball, like full for just a minute.
All because of Tom Hicks and A-Rod.
I mean, look, that doesn't help. Honestly, you know who I think really messed it up to the next level, though, is the Juan Soto deal. Like, Juan Soto got more than Shohei, but why? Shohei got all of the money, not only because he's really good, but because he does multiple things. Juan Soto doesn't pitch. He barely even plays in the field. So, like, that contract was stupid. And I think that the Mets are really the ones who messed this up. So what the Dodgers are doing, this just feeds into that, right? Like, you already took one of the best relievers that the Rangers had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, we'll give you some money to just be whatever. And now they're going to take in Will Smith after they've already signed all these other people. I know we had conversations about different other free agents on the market that the Dodgers might be able to pick up. And so this is what feeds into it. The idea is that either A, the Dodgers manipulated the salary cap with a deferment of their payments, or B, they don't care about your stupid fake cap and will spend whatever they want. And it's probably mostly B. But like when you see them continue to just sign player after player after player, I get it.
Yeah, they want.
I don't know if I totally agree with a hard cap, but I get what other teams are trying to pitch.
Yeah, if there is an imbalance in the amount of money you have versus them,
sure.
And they just keep buying it up, and you're like, well, we're never going to have that kind of, the kind of parity the NFL has,
sure.
that makes it interesting at the end of the year, that kind of gives you an idea. Then you definitely want that. If you want to see teams have amazing rosters, you can get a couple of teams, four teams that have amazing rosters every year, and they're going to be battling it out at the end of the year.
And that's the issue that I think the Players Association has with owners not opening up their books. Because, like, let's say, I don't know any of this to be the case, but, like, let's say the Brewers and the Rays and whoever else opened up their books, and you're like, you made $43 million in profit this year. Like, what are you even talking about? You're just upset because you want to be able to compete while making the same amount of profit. So I think that's the Players Association. Like, open up your books. Show me what you're working with. Because they think that these teams are upset because they want to make as much money and still be competitive. And then they're like, well, you'd still be making a profit if you spent more money. And they're like, but that's my money.
It's my money. That's my per diem.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, well, Not really.
I know how you feel about Bill Simmons, the talker. But
Simmons is a wealth of information.
You do love Bill Simmons, the writer.
Yes. The talker is not my favorite.
Here's Bill Simmons, the writer, on Twitter. And I think this sounds very familiar and hits close to home. The Red Sox didn't splurge on Schwarber. It would have ruined their plan to get a hitter in his 30s coming off a major injury on 1 year, $17 million deal who they can waive in August.
Big facts.
Doesn't that hit home?
Yes.
It feels like, oh, yeah, we can get that guy.
So, spoiler alert, if you're wondering what the Rangers are about to do, that exactly that thing that just got laid out is what's going to happen. By the way, and keep an eye out, the Red Sox are another team that I know is interested in Pete Alonso. He's having sit-down meetings with the Red Sox in the Orioles. So, keep an eye out on that. And just, you know, Edwin Diaz is coming off a major bounce-back season. He goes to the Reds, and I think that's just another thing that is irritating for people out there in the world,
yeah,
fans of baseball.
As Rangers fans, we had the 1 year where we went for it.
Yep.
Guess what? We won.
Hell yeah.
It's expensive to go for it.
We're the last non-Dodgers team to win the World Series.
In your face, non-Dodgers teams. But we are used to kind of fielding a team that we're like, you know, they could be scrappy.
Yes.
We do have dominant pitching. I think that might continue without Maddux what
actually,
this thing looks like.
You know what? Let's dive into that tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm really glad that you said that because the Rangers have started to talk about that. And I think there is a positive development on that.
But I think this can be a competitive team. That's the Rangers' real hope. And Chris Young, if it's competitive, you know he's willing to go add
right
at some point. So
right.
We'll see how this works out.
And then, by the way, speaking of the Rangers, they did hire Eric Dorton to add to their cavalcade of hitting coaches. They already, and we had talked about Cintron already, this is the third. He was previously a hitting coach in the minor league organization for the Rangers. So another addition right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, but also, nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. So share those triumphs and tumbles. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.